The Art of Letting Go. Welcome to the Breathing Space, and this is Rebecca Dennis. In this next exercise, we are going to practice the art of letting go. Just start becoming aware of your breath as I speak, and bring your attention to the movement of your breath. Limitations are often creations of the mind. Fear of failure, making mistakes. These things prevent us from moving forward and growing, playing safe, keeping ourselves small and limited, and giving ourselves just cause for procrastinating and not being ready or good enough. Without the courage to believe that we can succeed, we can simply quit without really trying. And of course, in quitting, we prove to ourselves that we cannot succeed. All thoughts and words hold energy. And that's why thoughts and emotions get stronger the more attention we give them. Letting go means falling behind the energy. Sending that energy compassion, breathing into it, and seeing if we can change the vibration and the frequency of that energy. We can tend to let ourselves get bothered by meaningless things, like someone hurtling past you in a rush hour or a throwaway comment from a colleague. And as these things happen, you can feel your energy change. It can happen at work, with friends, strangers, loved ones. And sometimes we can carry that with us through the rest of the day, or often for even longer. I use this exercise when I'm feeling stuck, especially when needing space and time to process and feel into what is in the energy and what is behind it. What are the triggers? And how can I start to let them go? Processing and experiencing negative thoughts and energy takes practice, but can achieve great results. So relaxing your shoulders, your jaw, and then bring all of your awareness into the heart space, into the center of your chest. Allow the focus to fall from your mind into the heart center. And just feel and observe the breath moving, rising, falling on the inhale and the exhale. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in. And letting go. Feel your sitting bones on the ground, your feet on the floor. If you're lying down, feel your back on the ground beneath you. Take in a breath and then get comfortable and relaxed in your body. Exhale. Bringing yourself back to your breath. Just feel really present, just getting really present with every inhale, every exhale. Guide your mind to focus on your inhale and your exhale. As you breathe in and out, bring the movement of the breath down to your belly and expand your rib cage. use your breath as a guide to take you away from your thoughts, out of the mind, and into your body. Notice the movement of your breath. Just stay with this for a while. Keep allowing yourself to come out of the mind and drop into the space in your body, just by bringing all of your awareness to your body, giving your mind a job to do. Here I am, arriving in my body. Closing your eyes, focusing and becoming aware of the inhale and the exhale, and just placing the awareness on the fact that you are breathing. Just notice how it moves. How it moves and expands as it enters and leaves the tips of your nostrils. Just following the breath, following the inhale, following the exhale. Notice any sounds around you. Notice the sensations in your body as you breathe in and out. And remembering, with all of these exercises, we're always beginning with a deep diaphragmatic breath, using the low abdominal muscles, the belly, the rib cage to help the breath expand so it can be used to its full capacity. And as you inhale, the breath expands out. As you exhale, the breath contracts in. Breathe through the nose. Inhaling in and out, not forcing the breath or pushing the breath, just mindful, slow, gentle breathing. The breath is expanding in and out, flowing, moving, not adjusting the breath to go faster or slower or deeper. Just allow a natural flow, being totally present with the flow of your breath. Breathing in, relaxing into each breath, just allowing the body to let go just a little more. So, what is it that you'd like to let go of today? Is it a thought? Is it a feeling? Is it something holding you back? What is it that you would like to let go of? Whatever it is, maybe it's anger or tiredness or feeling overwhelmed. If you could let go of that, how's that going to help you? Is it going to help you to feel calm, more energized, more focused, more productive? Then set that as your intention for this session, how it is that you would like to feel. Allow your attention to locate where you can feel tension and numbness or heaviness in your body. Maybe there's something or someone that's been weighing on your mind, or you're having trouble focusing. Just notice if there's any sensations, any feelings in the shoulders, in the chest, in the belly, the lower back, the jaw. All these places where we can hold on to suppressed emotions and stories. Just tune into your body. Find a space where you would like to let go today. Simply be with that space. Not trying to change it, just staying with that space and loving kind awareness, just breathing in and out. One hand on your chest, one hand on your belly. Just keep breathing in, breathing out. Staying with the space, getting behind the energy, behind the words or the thoughts or the story of this energy, just letting go of the stories, whatever's coming up, just being aware that there is perhaps an emotional, physical response. Everything is connected, just being aware of the sensations in your body. Breathing in and out, keep coming out of the mind, letting go of the thoughts, leaving all your thoughts at the door. You can come back to those after the session. Naturally, our mind likes to try to take us back to our thoughts every time you find yourself back. Just allow yourself to wander to the breath. Allow the mind to follow the inhale and the exhale, just staying with the breath, just coming to that space, your anchor, just below your belly button, just staying, your focus is there right now, breathing in and out. Noticing the sensations in your body. How do you feel? This is a feeling exercise, not a thinking exercise, just keep being with the feelings. Be aware of the breath. Just allow the breath to flow and guide, and just keep letting go. Not analysing sensations or feelings, just breathing into them and through. A feeling is acquired through experience and reaction to emotions. And by diving back into the body, we're coming fully into that space of feeling. If we're feeling sad today, how do we know this is just sadness? Maybe there's something behind this, old anchor, unprocessed emotion from past events. Stay with the breath. Take away the words. They're just words. Moving away from the mind. Staying with the breath. Words contain history, old stories. We're given these words to capture the energy that lives within us. And so whatever that feeling or that emotion or that word is, if we strip away that, what's the sensation? Is it a tightness in the throat, in the chest? Is it a weighty feeling in the stomach? As we go into these sensations, we are no longer in the movie. We're just in the feeling. These are parts of us longing for attention. Just keep breathing and staying focused in this space. And instead of framing these parts as good or bad or right or wrong, just come back to the sensation. It's a very different paradigm. What wants to be met right now in you? What wants to be heard? Just breathing into those tight spaces, those pulsating places, just paying attention to them like you would a child, with gentle, loving attention. And as you breathe in, you can feel that space becoming lighter, freer, more expansive. Just notice how the breath can flow more easily and can continue, just allowing yourself to let go. Moving all of your attention into the lower belly, and see if you can visualize the breath coming all the way, the movement of the breath all the way down into the hips, into the pelvis, making space here. By now you should be feeling more relaxed and connected from your upper body to your lower body. And we're going to create a rolling breath together. Start the breath in the belly and then up to the midsection, up to the chest and then back down. Just going to be breathing through the nose, not forcing the breath, just allow it to be really gentle and flowing. So bring the breath in on the inhale in the belly, up to the midsection, up to the chest, and then on the exhale, let go. Through the nose, out the nose, just stay with it. Continue this at your own pace, just go with your rhythm. Rolling the breath, expanding, releasing, letting go. I let go, I'm letting go of control. I'm let go, I surrender. I am that I am. Just keeping the breath rolling, keeping the breath going. Keep letting go. I am letting go. Breathing in, breathing out. And then bringing all of your attention to the fact that you are breathing. And very slowly bringing your awareness fully back to your body. Notice how you feel. Notice how your mind is. Notice if you feel calmer, if you feel more present now, if you spent time with what needed to be heard and felt. And then just wiggling your fingers and your toes. Take a long breath in through your nose. And let go with a big sigh. And then breathe in again and hold it at the top. And then let go with a big sigh out of the mouth. And then breathe in again through the nose. Hold it, hold the breath. And then let go with a big sigh. And notice how you feel. Stretching your arms, stretching your legs. Slowly bringing movement into the body and coming back into the space that you're in. Noticing the sounds and the surroundings. How do you feel? So just take time to pause, maybe write down this experience. This let go exercise helps to unravel what's stored in the subconscious and our habits and our learned behaviours. So just notice how many times you give yourself a hard time, criticize the way that you look or doubt yourself. And just know that you always have this exercise to come back to. Just coming back to self, just practicing the art of letting go.